I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. Penalties from MIS were announced this week. The crew chiefs for Ryan Newman and Chris Buescher in the Cup Series were hit hard after both cars were found with trick spoilers in the pre-race inspection. Crew chiefs were fined $25,000, and each team lost 25 owner and driver points. Ouch! Denny Hamlin and William Byron had loose lugs after the race. Their crew chiefs lost $10,000 each, and Johnny Sauter's Truck Series entry was found with unapproved bedsides. The team was fined 10 owner and 10 driver points. All three series are playing guinea pig this weekend after NASCAR struggled to find open venues during the outbreak and they decided they'd run the 3.1 mile 13 turn road course at Daytona. It's the same course they use for the Rolex 24. Thankfully, they added a chicane in the front stretch to slow them down before the entrance to the infield because otherwise there would have been a pileup. But it's completely bonkers to do it with no practice and no qualifying. I can't wait for this. It's like NASCAR's version of Hold My Beer. Watch this. It's going to be more than interesting. 90% of the drivers competing this weekend have never turned a lap here. The Xfinity Series has a few good road course racers and a couple of ringers in this one. Last week's winner at Road America, Austin Cindric, also competed in this year's Rolex 24 along with Chase Briscoe. AJ Allmendinger has hands down the best record in the series and the most experience. He has 14 Rolex starts with two wins in 2018 and 19 and three other Xfinity Series wins on road courses. Justin Allgaier also has three road course wins, and Andy Lally is a five-time winner in the Rolex 24. Catch full coverage of the Xfinity Series race Saturday, 2:30 on NBCSN. The Truck Series races on Sunday. Only one driver has turned laps on the road course at Daytona. That's road course ringer Alex Tagliani. He'll run the 21 for RCR. Brett Moffitt is the only other prior road course winner in the Truck Series. You can catch their race Sunday at 11 a.m. on FS1. And the Cup Series rolls on Sunday. Active road course winners include Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, and Martin Truex Jr. They have wins at Sonoma and Watkins Glen. Jimmy Johnson has a win at Sonoma, and Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott each have one at the Roval in Charlotte. As for experience on this course, eight drivers have competed in the Rolex 24, including the Busch brothers, Harvick, Johnson, Michael McDowell, Brendan Gaughan, Cole Custer, and Timmy Hill. They used the new metric system, and they decided Kevin Harvick has the pole for the race. Hamlin, Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, and Joey Logano will start top five. Eric Amarola, Chase Elliott, Kurt Busch, Matt DiBenedetto, and Austin Dillon are your top 10 starters. Catch full coverage of the race beginning at 2:30 Sunday on NBC. I'm NASCAR Steve, and that's your Fast Lane for Friday, August 14th. Brought to you by Meekhoff Tire and Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive. Plus, they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Unirall tires at the best prices.